The Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington is one of the most contaminated places on Earth. It's also one of the most sacred landscapes for Northwest tribes. One woman is working to heal it. Correspondent Anna King brings you the story of Natalie Swan in the third installment in our series, Daughters of Hanford.
Natalie Swan is perhaps the shyest person I've ever interviewed.
I'm making it harder than it is.
It is, yeah.
We sat on the west bank of the Yakima River in the Yakima Greenway. Downstream from here, Hanford is changing. Cleanup is happening. But Swan is also changing because of the Southeast Washington nuclear site.
I'm a quiet person, but I'm getting a little bit louder.
Swan has an important job for the Yakima Nation. She helps negotiate long-term Hanford cleanup on behalf of the Yakima tribes and their federal treaty of 1855. She never expected to speak for her own Yakima Nation and the plants, animals, and landscape they care about. Now she's a representative of the Hanford Natural Resources Trustee Council. She and the group decide how to account for what happened to the environment during World War II and the Cold War. Swan has a 4-year biology degree, and one main reason for doing this work is her lifelong love of the region's plants.
So I think one of my favorite plants is a little wild strawberry that grows in higher elevations, and it just tasted so delicious as a kid.
As that kid, she took careful note of traditional food and medicine plants and those sweet wild strawberries.
And every time I taste them now, they just bring me back to that moment.
The moment she tasted one for the first time. To protect the outdoors at Hanford, Swan sits in a lot of conference rooms. This is what a lot of the real work at Hanford looks like, long meetings. The board is made up of representatives from the state, federal, and tribal governments. And those different viewpoints often don't agree.
Because there's so many different, maybe sovereigns or agencies, there would be differences, and to that I would just say that Yakima Nation's fearless in protecting resources.
By that she means the tribes are flanked by lawyers to ensure their 1855 treaty rights to hunt, gather, and fish from millions of acres of Washington state lands are protected. Some think Hanford's landscape looks barren, but Swan says this special place and its plants, animals, and fish will always hold great value for the Yakima people. Hanford is part of their traditional range. After several tries to explain, Swan braces herself, speaks up.
So it's not a wasteland.
Swan cares so much about Hanford and these meetings, sometimes she even grinds her teeth. Hanford's
like a giant, enormous food web. That's why it's important to me.
Her son, Jonathan, is an everyday reminder of what she's working for. Long hair and a quick smile. He's just 2 now. Swan wants a clean environment for Jonathan and his children and their children. She wants her culture to survive past him. And that's tied to a huge swath of this landscape. Now some of it's called Hanford.
And to just continue to be able to share teachings that were shared with myself growing up as a kid, related to the land.
Swan's never forgotten those wild strawberries. She stitches their sweet shape and memory into her traditional beadwork. For the plants and people she loves, she's getting a little louder. I'm Anna King on the banks of the Yakima River.